720 WGN, Justin Kaufman with you here till 11 o'clock tonight, 312-981-7200. Today's news may have been dominated by impeachment proceedings on Capitol Hill, but the world is paying closer attention to the recent outbreak of the coronavirus in China. Chinese officials have made bold moves to cut off the virus from the infected city, shutting down public transportation, traffic, and ferries to isolate 11 million people. Wow. And after a case was found in Washington State, airports, including right here in Chicago, have begun screening for people who may have the deadly respiratory virus. This virus is deadly, and reminds scientists of past viruses like SARS. And it reminded me that the Chicago is home to Abbott Labs, who have a group of scientists, virus hunters, who operate a global viral database. I mean, this is right up their alley. Joining me on the program again, Dr. Mary Rogers, the principal scientist and head of Abbott's global viral surveillance program. Dr. Rogers, thanks for being here.
Justin, it's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you back. All right, so first let's just talk about the predicting of viruses. That's what you guys do up there with the surveillance program. We've had this conversation on the show, but remind our listeners here about what you do up at Abbott.
Sure, absolutely. So we have this program to track how viruses change, and we're primarily focused on HIV and hepatitis viruses because those are the viruses that are going to change the most. There's all these diverse strains out there, and for Abbott to be able to make tests that can detect all those different strains, we have to know what all of them are first. So my job is to make sure we understand what viruses are circulating so we can be prepared and stay a step ahead.
So with the coronavirus, and I didn't realize this until I did a little bit of research, it's part of a category. Coronavirus is a category. It's not a name of a virus.
That's right. It's a whole family of viruses, and there's many that are in that umbrella. A lot of them really don't even transmit to humans. They're just from animals to animals, and that's where they stay. But occasionally we get some that can also transmit to people.
So in this case, this is part of the, obviously, this seems to be the kind of coronavirus that's transmitted to people. What do we know about this strain that is affecting so many people in China right now?
We don't know a lot, and we're still learning more. It's kind of an evolving situation, which is why I'm really trying to keep track of it. It's really interesting to me, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can about it. So far, we know that its sequence has been released, so that's allowed people to develop diagnostic tests, which is really critical to containing the infection so that we can identify who has it. We also know that it's spread to other countries, but all of the people who have gotten infected had some link to the original city where it emerged. So they've all either lived or were visiting recently the Wuhan city in China. So because of that link, that kind of makes it easier to track who might be at risk.
Dr. Mary Rogers is joining us right now from Abbott Labs. She's part of the Abbott's Global Viral Surveillance Program. Does this kind of virus surprise you? Obviously, as you're in the job of predicting where viruses come from and how they mutate and how they manifest themselves, this can't be a surprise to you that the coronavirus manifests itself in this way?
Well, this happens from time to time. It's one of the things about coronaviruses. Sometimes they can infect people. And so there could be outbreaks like this, the way we had with SARS, which kind of had a similar pattern when SARS came out. But the difference here is that the response has been so much more quick and fast with this new coronavirus. People have been on top of it. And that's been really reassuring to see that fast, quick response, because that's how you can best contain an outbreak.
We've seen in the last couple of years, it used to be, it felt like at least in the 2000s and maybe in the 1990s, that it seemed like every other year you would have some sort of outbreak around the world that would catch governments by surprise. It's been a while. I mean, Ebola has been a constant problem in Africa, and but when it was on its way to and really startling everybody, it seemed that it didn't catch people by surprise. Are we seeing governments and science and different municipalities around the world having a better understanding of how outbreaks happen and how viruses can affect their people?
Absolutely. That's really the good news here, actually, is that we have such a great community of medical professionals, epidemiologists, and other scientists who have taken everything we've learned from past outbreaks and really put into place programs that allowed this fast response, knowing that there could be more outbreaks like this. And so as more details arise, that will just further and fuel that new learning and preparation for the next one.
Well, let's get into the science of this with Dr. Mary Rogers, my guest from Abbott. The science behind these types of viruses, when you're talking about coronaviruses, is this a respiratory virus?
It is. And there are a lot of different types of ways you can get infected, but the officials in China have confirmed that this is primarily a respiratory virus. And so the kinds of precautions people would want to take would be anything for any other respiratory virus. It would be the same kind of thing where you're washing hands, covering coughs, trying not to touch your nose, things like that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, just as you look at the coronavirus, is it about how it mutates? Is that the idea? I mean, I'm not understanding the science at all. You're talking to a layman here. how do you know that a coronavirus is going to have the impact it has just based on the fact that it's being transmitted? Like, do you have any idea until it actually is done?
Yeah, honestly, we have to look at the sequence. So the sequence can tell us what has changed that allowed the virus to go from just infecting animals to now infecting people. There's usually some clues in the sequence for the kinds of protein structures that would allow it to now enter human cells. And so it's also possible for the virus to mutate to become more pathogenic, which means it could make more people have more severe disease. And so keeping track of how the sequence is changing is really important here.
Yeah. What can, when you hear that the O'Hare and other airports are, you know, doing screenings for the virus, especially people coming from that Chinese city, what do you make of that? Is that the CDC obviously evolving and understanding how this kind of thing can spread? And when cases show up in America like they do in Washington State, is that par the course or is that something that alarms you?
No, I actually feel more reassured because of that, because that means someone's trying to proactively identify someone who might be sick that's entering the country so that they can be appropriately cared for, and so they can prevent new infections from originating from that person. So the fact that they're actively looking for people is actually a really great idea, and I would say it's one of the any step really to try and contain the pandemic or outbreak is always going to be helpful.
For people in Chicago, as we kind of see this story unfold from afar, but know that it could be near us quickly, what do we need to know about this potential threat? How should we view this and how should we prepare?
Well, at this point in time, the CDC considers the risk to the American public to be low. And the WHO has even said, even at the height of the SARS outbreak, the risk to travelers specifically was actually pretty low. So the things to keep in mind to prepare yourself are just to keep track of the news. Make sure you know and are informed and kind of arm yourself with that information. But then you should also take the same kinds of precautions you would do anyways, because it's flu season here and you want to make sure you can avoid as many infections as possible in general. You know, I'm always telling my kids to wash their hands constantly, and that's just really a great precaution no matter what time of year it is. But especially when there's viruses all over the place, as there are during cold and flu season.
I'm talking to the principal scientist, the head of Abbott's Global Viral Surveillance Program, and the answer is wash your hands.
Yes. Believe it or not, it's those simple things that make a big difference. And if someone does feel sick, please go home and rest. That is the best way to prevent some illness from becoming more severe and from spreading to other people.
I was just hoping for more.
It's really that thing that makes a difference.
Yeah, I was hoping for more rubber gloves and looking through the microscope and things like that, but I guess not. Okay.
Well, those are the things I'm doing.
Those are the things I'm doing. So what's next for you guys? I mean, as this kind of plays out and you see it kind of be an epidemic, and is the next step after it's done to look at the sequence and categorize it and put catalog it and have it be part of your database?
Absolutely. We need to know as much as we can about this virus. So we're going to continue to keep an eye on it and absorb all the information as it comes to us, and then continue to be on the lookout for other emerging threats.
All right. Dr. Mary Rogers is the principal scientist and head of Abbott's Global Viral Surveillance Program, joining us on the line to give us a little bit of information on coronavirus. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thanks. It's been great.